There are many different types of low-impact design practices that can be implemented. This design approach incorporates what are called best management practices, or BMPs. These LID BMPs must be location-based to be effective, meaning not every BMP is universally implementable. A graph illustration will help depict what LID practices attempt to do. As seen in this runoff hydrograph, there is a grand difference between pre-development runoff and post-development runoff volumes. This is mainly attributed to impervious surface areas. Traditional control measures offered slight improvements, yet LID practices can offer much more significant improvements. As seen in this table, the different BMPs line the top of the table while their hydrologic function lines the left side. This is a general depiction of how well each of these BMPs can attenuate different inputs. From this table, we can clearly see that a filter buffer strip has a better dispersion storage capacity compared to an infiltration trench, yet the opposite is true when observing groundwater recharge for the same two BMPs. More detailed tables, such as this one, offer specifics on the substances that can be attenuated and the extent of attenuation per BMP. In this case, the substance lines the top of the table, while the BMPs line the left side. Here, it appears as though a filter buffer strip can attenuate 20 to 100% of the total suspended solids, TSS, compared to the 30 to 65% of a vegetated swale. It is important to emphasize that determinations, like the ones in these two tables, are specific to local conditions, with soil type being one of the main factors to consider. This is still a good illustration for our purposes to allow us to superficially compare different BMPs. These and more practices will now be explained in more detail.